You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Starting off a show with bop and hard bop trumpeter Red Rodney is exactly the way you begin things the right way, and that's what we're doing on this program. That was Philadelphia native Robert Roland Chudnik, or better known by the stage name Red Rodney, as the world would call him. There he was with the 1974 song Super Bop. He was a dynamic trumpeter that mastered his instrument in all bop and post-bop settings. Primarily known as Charlie Yardbird Parker's trumpet player, Rodney went on to become a legend in his own right and made several dramatic comebacks over his storied career to solidify his reputation as a bebop trumpeter and keeper of the proverbial jazz flame. In 1958, he left jazz because of diminishing opportunities and a lack of acceptance as a white bebop trumpeter and problems with drug addiction. This thirst for danger and drugs led to 27 months in prison. In his later years, Red took up the flugelhorn and played better than ever before. He was in demand all over the world, in clubs, concert halls, and festivals. And for that, he was inducted into the Downbeat Hall of Fame, and he is to this day a hugely respected member and one of the finest ever in the jazz craft. Following his passing in 1994, he left his genes behind to keep his music going. His son Mark is in an acoustic duo called Bardoff and Rodney, and he's an accomplished guitarist. His youngest son, Jeff Rodney, is also known as disc jockey Jammin' Jeff, and he is a musician in his own right. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the hub of American jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the jazz we dig, and you will too. Thanks for joining us for the ride. From one trumpeter to another legend in the bebop craft, we go here next on Neon Jazz. Here's Miles Davis with his quintet on the 1955 song, Sposen. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was Buffalo, New York native and Queens resident David White on the trombone with his impressive orchestra off his latest 2014 album called The Chase with the tune Mr. Shepherd's Misadventures. He has been at it for quite some time. He started playing professionally at the age of 14 with a big band at Buffalo's historic Colored Musicians Club. From there, he got a bachelor's and master's degrees in music and has garnered a unique sound that is a testament to how well jazz has evolved to this day. This latest album gained plenty of momentum before its release. He got it financed via fans online through Kickstarter, The New Democracy. We are looking forward to plenty of new music in the future by David and his impressive 16-piece ensemble. Ooh, yeah, let's move on, kids. Here's the great Taft Jordan and the Mob with the tune Night Wind off a 2006 compilation called Sounds of Harlem, Volume 1.
Chuck Haddix, and I always wake up Saturday mornings with Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was one of the finest jazz bass players ever, Ralph Pena, with the tune While a Cigarette Was Burning, off a 2005 album called The Master of the Bass. He was greatly in demand in the 50s and 60s. He started out playing the baritone horn and tuba before switching over to his baby, the bass. He went on to college in San Francisco and became a fixture on that fabled West Coast jazz scene. Over the years, he played with cats like Art Pepper, Cal Jader, Barney Kessel, Stan Getz, Shorty Rogers, Bob Brookmeyer, and on and on and on. He was like a bottle rocket, though, in his career, and he left us too early as a very noted jazz biography and something that repeats on a regular basis. He left us at the age of 42 with a lure of music. Our next voice on the show comes from the great Judy Ellington with the tune Some Like It Hot, off a 20 Greatest Female Jazz Vocalist circa 1936 to 52.
Ever since, thanks to that gorilla, some like it hot. Later on, fiddled Mr. Nero. Down in Rome, he was quite a hero. Ever since, thanks to Mr. Nero, some like it hot. When a rooster first went peck, peck, the community bent his neck. But did rhythm perish with him? No, 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 I should say not. Everywhere you can find survivors. Nowadays people call them jivers, thanks to those senders and arrivals. Some like it hot. ¶¶
Seattle-based jazz vocalist Eugenie Jones, and you are listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the talented St. Louis native Dan Block with the song Dexter Rides Again off a 2008 album called The Swing to Bop Project. He is fluent in the earliest New Orleans traditions to the modal jazz sound of the 60s and 70s. He's a chameleon on a host of instruments, and he loves a host of musical genres. He persistently searches for connections in the history of music and finds his style. And to quote one of his favorite authors, he is unstuck in time and remains there. These days, he is a teacher that stresses the connections through the history and story of this 100-year-old art form that we love, known as jazz, and condensing that into one language, and he does it well. Our next cat on this hour of jazz is slowly leading us to the end of this hour. Jeff Hackworth, he's a new musician with the 2014 song Blues and a Few off his latest album called Soul to Go. That was the 1920s and 30s violinist and bandleader Leo Reisman with his orchestra backing him up with the tune Bye Bye Blackbird. The Boston native was in high demand and very popular over his career. He had the habit of featuring composers and Broadway performers as band vocalists, including the great Fred Astaire and Clifton Webb. He did get around. Staying in the era here on the show, our next performer is pianist, composer, and orchestrator Eddie Higgins with the song You Turn the Tables on Me.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great Eddie Higgins with the song You Turn the Tables on Me to start us towards the end of this episode. Our final song is the great pianist and composer Andrew Hill with the 1966 song Illusion. And before we hit that zap, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a master of radio engineering, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
You do me too much honor, Obi-Wan.
Oh, me thinks. Like what you just heard, let us know. Drop us a line. We love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, let's do it. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Starting his show off with bop and hard bop trumpeter Red Rodney is exactly the way things should begin in the right way. And that's what we're doing here on this program. That was Philadelphia native Robert Roland Chudnik. Or
wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah,
wah, wah.
Thank you. I like that.
Yeah, everybody uses the drum roll. I just use the Hugh Beaumont.
Wow.
From Leave It to Beaver.
There's your 1950 sitcom segment, folks.
Yep. Take six.
Take six.
Neon Jazz.